Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It is Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
Free Talk Live is an interactive program. You can call in, talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. We have an interactive website where you can go and upload stories or link to stories or blog posts or whatever you'd like to. Right at freetalklive.com. Believe me, you're going to see a lot more views. Your story is going to see a lot more views there than it is on Facebook. Also, you have the option of going at archives from freetalklive.com at archives.freetalklive.com. We have archives going back to 2006. It's 5 years of archives for free for you at archives.freetalklive.com. Get them on MP3, take them with you. Put them on your MP3 player and listen wherever you want. Mowing the grass, doing your workout, driving to work, commuting on the bus, whatever. It's archives.freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of audio content there for you.
You know, I was just talking to somebody before the show, and we were talking about Free Talk Live, and I was telling the story of how I found out about Free Talk Live about six, maybe, or more years ago.
This was before we moved, right?
Yeah, before you moved.
We used to be based in Sarasota, Florida, and now we're in Keene, New Hampshire.
Yep. Yep, this was probably in about 2004 or 2005, I want to say. I did a Google search for libertarian talk radio because I considered myself a libertarian and I was interested in listening to audio content when I was doing other things the time I was an undergraduate. And so I was doing homework and stuff like that.
Right? Sure.
So I found
I don't know how you can listen to talk radio and do homework, but go ahead. I mean, different people have different brains.
I'm an extremely auditory person, and I listen to audio no matter what I'm doing, pretty much. And so I'm really into podcasts and stuff like that.
And, you know, this is the sort of thing with folks in music radio. Some people love music radio, there's no doubt. But a lot of people, as they mature, move away from music because they've gotten whatever magic they can get out of that sort of the music that music radio will give you.
Mm-hmm.
The music that music radio will give you is often 1 to 200 songs in a playlist, and you hear them over and over and over again. And, I mean, you know, that when you hear Crazy Train come on again one more time, at one point, you know, it really got you excited, and now not so exciting.
Yeah,
so, anyway,
exactly.
I'm just saying that people tend to move from music to spoken word.
Well, you said something about listening to Free Talk Live during your workout, and I was going to say, for years, every morning at the gym, I would go to the gym before my classes or work or whatever, and I would listen to Free Talk Live archive in the morning, so there you go.
There you go.
Another story of somebody who...
And now you're on the air with us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. So, there's an interesting quote from Clint Eastwood here. I can't say it on the air, but I can give you an idea
what
of what it
even
sounds
more
like.
Interesting.
And Clint Eastwood has the je ne sais quoi to be able to pull off a quote like this. If I say it, nobody cares.
Exactly.
But Clint Eastwood says, "I don't give an F if gays marry." He says, "These people are making a big deal out of gay marriage," Clint Eastwood opined. "I don't give an F about who wants to get married to anybody else. Why not? We're making a big deal out of things we shouldn't be making a big deal out of." They go on and on about all this BS about sanctity. Don't give me that sanctity crap. Just give everybody else the chance to live the life they want. Now, he is a registered Republican. So, you know, a lot... The Republican Party is kind of this marriage between folks that... you know, the social conservatives and fiscal conservatives. And the social conservatives would love to tell you how you've got to live your life.
Mm-hmm. And usually it has something to do with the Bible, right?
Right. Yeah. It affects me. The way you live your life affects me. I've got to look at it and hear it on the TV. Well, don't listen to the TV if you don't want to hear it. You know, I mean, really, you want to be a Christian? Go live like the Amish do, right? You know, I mean, you don't have to. You don't have to. The television.
Saudi Arabia, they have some great Sharia law that you can follow.
And you know, the fact is, there's lots of Christian television out there. I've got that one of those satellite TV program things, and it is chock full of Christian programming.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can legitimately complain about what's on a television station that you choose to listen to. I'm not saying that you're not allowed to have your opinion. Your opinion is yours, and it is sacred in that sense. But it's their television station. If you want to listen to it, you can't tell them what they put on it.
I was chuckling, Mark, because I was thinking a few weeks ago we had this call from a lady. I don't know if you remember it, but she was really riled up, and she said she was listening to our show, and she said that we were horrible and we didn't deserve to be on the air and all kinds of things.
We get this a lot.
She had two channels on her satellite that she was picking up, and she was choosing to listen to ours. But she called in and told us how much we are bad, right?
Indeed. You know, this is how radio goes, right? And people are always going to claim, I'm never going to listen again. Okay, well, it's not like you listening must make any money anyway.
You're so bad that I've been listening to the entire show and taking notes on it.
I remember when you said an hour one, segment two.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it goes on and on. So anyway, I was just pointing out, this is what Clint Eastwood said. I think it's a very, this is a great, quote here.
Yeah.
He goes on, I was an Eisenhower Republican when I started out at 21 because he promised to get us out of the Korean War. Over the years, I realized there was a Republican philosophy that I liked, and then they lost it. And the Libertarians had more of it, because what I really believe is, let's spend a little more time leaving everybody alone.
Nice.
And, it's
pretty good.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So you've got six reasons what was it?
Well, before we get into this one, I have a little comic relief for us tonight, Mark, because I know we've all been feeling a little extra stress now that Ian's in jail. You know, we're worried about him doing some extra work, so I've brought some comic relief. But
okay.
I wanted to say about Clint Eastwood's thing, I give a F if gays marry, because I like it when they marry, because they're getting equal treatment.
I think here in New Hampshire, there's been a new, sort of a tweak to the marriage laws that's proposed now. And everybody is going to be, by the way, it's being portrayed in the papers as a downgrade to gay marriage. And everybody is going to be given essentially the civil, not a civil union, but a civil partnership. Everybody's going to get this. And the intent is to not make it so that businesses, and they're claiming that, of course, gays are going to have fewer rights as a result. And as a right, what they mean are these sort of positive rights that, are incumbent upon other people to, do things for. And oftentimes, so some businesses will...
You mean like extending insurance coverage?
That kind of thing. The insurance coverage.
A lot of businesses don't check a marriage license or anything.
I'll tell you, my wife's did. We had to have a marriage...
I've heard both ways from people.
Yeah,
do and some don't.
I bet some do, and I'll bet some don't.
Yep.
And I think that businesses should be able to make whatever choices they want. If they want to give benefits to straight couples and not to gay couples, I think that we should use, the power of public opinion to sway businesses, not to, force them in one way or another. Mm-hmm. Is it going to take longer? Yes, it will take longer. The government can pass a mandate and make the businesses follow their rules anytime they want.
Yeah, but they can never pass a law and make people not hateful of others because
they're
different.
And it's not just the hateful, it creates resentment.
Yeah.
This is the sort of what these affirmative action laws have done to some extent. There is resentment out there. Even though affirmative action isn't as big of a deal as it was two decades ago, people still hold resentment over it because they've been forced to do things that they feel are racist or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And this is essentially what's happening with the gay situation. People feel that they're being forced to, provide benefits where they wouldn't otherwise provide benefits. They're not allowed to ask questions like, are you gay? am I, as a fundamentalist Christian who has a business, going to be forced to give benefits to you as a gay employee that I would prefer not to give to you because I believe that God made marriage between a man and a woman or whatever? Yeah. And I'm not saying I agree with those ideas.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I would prefer not to work for someone like that, honestly.
Right. I believe that a job is a relationship.
Yes.
And I do want to know what my employer thinks about these things. Am I, in this one interview, going to decide whether or not I work at a place and then be stuck with this guy that, believes that I'm subhuman for some reason or another? I'm not gay. But, if I were gay, would that be the issue? Also, I think what's really unfair is employers are forced to do all kinds of things to treat employees fairly. But an employee can leave an employer in a moment's notice. If I decide I don't like working someplace, I can walk out the door. Now, sometimes there's employment contracts. I've had those in the past. But largely, people work at will. So as far as I'm concerned, employers should be able to employ at will also. That's a fair arrangement.
Yep. It certainly hurts the economy and helps people not get hired when there are too many regulations about firing people.
Yep.
Yeah.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Am I an anti-gay picket? 855-450-3733.
And now it's time for the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute. with tips and advice on controlling your emotions so they don't control you. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
Do you own your emotions or do they own you? Do you manage them or do they manage you? You know, when we are emotionally driven, we tend to talk a lot out of those emotions, and it can get us into a lot of trouble. One of the things we really all have a tendency to do when we feel emotionally upset or disturbed is complain, murmur, grumble about everything in life that we think is making us unhappy. But you know, God is good. He is definitely good, always good. And He expects us to remain thankful even in the midst of difficulty. I believe one of the most powerful things that you can do is stay happy even when things are not going your way. For the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information to help you control your own emotions so they don't control you, please visit Joyce Meyer. That's MEYER.org. The average person has 70,000 thoughts every day, and many of those thoughts trigger a corresponding emotion. In Living Beyond Your Feelings, Joyce Meyer examines the gamut of feelings that human beings experience. She discusses the way that the brain processes and stores memories and thoughts. Then, emotion by emotion, she explains how we can manage our reactions to those emotions. Living Beyond Your Feelings, the newest book from New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Ooh. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Mark.
And Stephanie.
You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about. 855-450-3733. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line brought to you by SACL CAI. SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable for businesses. could handle yours. The principal there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Free Talk Live, has been for a very long time, and wants to see not only Free Talk Live do well, but your business do well, too. If you want to have SACL CAI handle your accounts receivable, make that aspect of your life a whole lot easier, you can contact them through their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. Always has been. Always will be. SACL CAI. Let's go to Calvin in Colorado. It's alliterative.
Mm-hmm.
Calvin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Stephanie.
What's that?
Hello, Mark, and hello, Stephanie. I presume all is well.
All is well.
Yeah.
Hi. Hearing that, huh?
I love that. It's just cuts things down to the minimum. I'd like to make a couple comments before getting to my main subject. I recently heard on one of the hosts declare that Free Talk Live was a no-stroke zone. but I'm
that was last night.
That was last night. Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to hold you to your promise, though, that I can take control of the airwaves.
Okay.
So,
if Free Talk Live has had some effect on your life, and you want to talk about that effect, that's cool. You know what gets uncomfortable is, oh, Stephanie, you're so hot. And I love the.
No, I don't think anyone's ever said that.
No, no one has. But I'm trying to say that, indeed, people will say, you guys are so awesome. You do such a great radio show. And, you know, I mean, some hosts will let you go on and on and on like that. And I don't know if it's ego or if that's good air, good radio or what it is. But to me, it seems like terrible radio. And it makes me a little uncomfortable. But go ahead, Calvin.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about that. But actually, it is a little bit like that. But more,
okay, go ahead.
Intellectual, anyway. Stephanie, I really appreciate what you bring to the show. I think your style helps open the minds of certain people, particularly those who are on the fence about the logic and reasoning behind the freedom movement.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
I tend to agree, Calvin. I picked Stephanie for one of a myriad of reasons, and
it's been said that it's because I'm a woman, but that's not really true. It's because I'm a good radio host.
Well, she's a good radio host, and it's a woman's voice contrasts well with a man's voice, and
people can tell who's talking.
Yeah, yep. It tells who's talking, and often people like the interactivity between people, and they can tell, Stephanie, that you have that sexual tension with me. You know that I'm holding you back, and they can tell.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I'm just gonna maul you when we get off the.
I can't have that. I can't have it.
I know your wife would mind, but I can't help myself.
I'm going to say your voice definitely helps.
Yeah,
oh, thank you.
Yeah. Anyway,
I do voice work, actually, if you're interested. If anyone wants to hire me, I go to my website.
I did see your page, yes.
Cool.
And Mark, you're doing a great job, too.
Thanks.
And if you and Ian switched off in the first chair or something, once he gets out of the clutches of the state, I think that would... might be a good thing.
It's going to be a while before I'm ready to sit in the first chair. I'm taking a vacation when Ian gets back, I think.
Yeah, I imagine you're a little sick of it. Anyway, I wanted to get my thoughts about the TSA procedures and their impact on the economy. It's going to require a little setup, so I hope I don't get too sidetracked before getting to the main point. Prior to 9/11, there were rare instances of terrorists blowing up the occasional aircraft, but evidently, the risk was considered to be in proper balance with the screening procedures.
Mm-hmm.
And I say this because the screening did not change significantly in terms of the customer inconvenience, delay, indignity over many years prior to 9/11. And to my knowledge, the TSA, over its entire existence, has never apprehended a single actual terrorist.
Nope.
And when they're tested by their own red teams, that's their own people they send through as, like, mock terrorists to see if they can be detected, the reports I've seen say they fail, like, 70 to 80% of the time. Now, consider what these must be the enormous economical loss due to the TSA operating their ineffective security theater. Right now we have usually productive people standing in long serpentine lines having their potential productivity wasted. I bet the loss, an economist could calculate it, and it would be huge.
The time seems to be the biggest thing to my mind. Just the idea that you have to get to the airport 2 hours early for any flight, and international, it's 3 hours early, and all that time spent waiting around in line.
And all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's awful, too. But you could actually measure directly the costs in terms of time. If you multiply the number of passengers by, you know, at least 1 hour or 2 hours early for every flight that they didn't have to arrive that before.
You can see the costs because people are choosing to not fly.
Yep.
The numbers are down almost 30%, international and domestic flights.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here we have this floundering economy, and this could potentially be a huge drag on the economy because those people flying for business, they're not the production line factory workers. They're the movers and shakers of the economy. And anyway, shortly after 9/11, the cockpit doors of all the commercial airliners have been armored, so they can't be entered easily at all.
That makes some sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and every terrorist attempt on a commercial aircraft to date has been foiled by the passengers, not by the TSA. Mm-hmm. And I expect the passengers will continue to be the most effective anti-terrorist force in the future.
Well, and not only that, but the passengers are actually getting harassed just for being brown. Didn't you read a story last night, Mark, with Gardner, about a lady who had brown skin and sat next to two Pakistani men or something like that?
Indian guys. Hindus.
Yeah. And all three of them were detained and questioned before the Homeland Security people, finally determined that they didn't pose a threat. But she didn't know them. She just sat next to them on the plane, and that was apparently suspicious, It's really sad when it's come to that.
She was sat next to them. I believe most airlines give you a place to sit.
It's no wonder people don't want to fly. Yeah,
I mean, this wasn't just these people were asked to step aside. I mean, this was a SWAT team that came in pointing guns at people.
Yes, I remember
slapping
that
cuffs on them. So go ahead, Calvin.
Okay, so that being said, it looks like today the worst thing a terrorist on board could do would be damage or destroy the aircraft, not fly it into a building or a stadium containing thousands of people.
Absolutely.
So essentially, that takes us back to the pre-9/11 situation. To me, it makes a strong economic case for backing off on some of the most defensive and potentially dangerous, slow screening procedures.
Indeed. It would seem to me that you could go back to whatever the previous screening procedures were. If you wanted to arm the pilots and arm the stewardess, that's fine by me. It seems like having an air marshal is a more expensive proposition, but I would think the airlines could put somebody on, in plain clothes that was, in there, and they could take care of the problems. I mean, this has happened in the past, that guys with guns have taken care of these problems. Calvin, do you want to hold?
Sure.
Okay.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? Man Venture Outpost carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned and members in good standing, the Better Business Bureau. You know how important that is when you're dealing with folks online. Some prices, in fact, are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. Get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. And get it quick. Get it from manventureoutpost.com. Use coupon code FTL. We were talking about the TSA here in the last segment. Let's go back to Calvin in Colorado. Calvin?
Yeah, thanks for holding me over.
Sure.
So I'm seriously proposing that some credible security experts and economists look into the cost and benefits of scaling back the TSA. Obviously, want to help stimulate the economy and get people back to work and all that. There could be a significant amount of productivity gained back by this thing.
It makes perfectly good sense to me, and I'm not, I think that airlines should handle their own security, but even if you went to whatever it was that we had in the past, which I think the airports were actually handling security in that circumstance, the cockpit doors have been reinforced.
Company.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, what was that, Kevin?
I was just going to say they were private companies, and then they formed another giant government bureaucracy to take over all those jobs of screening.
Absolutely. They just hired the people that were at these companies and then created some kind of mandate on how they did business, as if they were doing business poorly in the first place. You had periodic situations where people hijacked planes, and at that time, And the, you know, the world went on. In this case, they hijacked planes and flew them into buildings because they had, you know, held the folks at bay. I don't think that folks generally expected this to happen. But if you have the, you know, you create a new regulation that the cockpit door stays closed, it stays locked, it's, you know, reinforced, this is going to really solve all these problems. Kelvin, I really appreciate this idea. I think it's great.
All right. Also, I might mention that maybe if a few trained individuals, like some of the people that have concealed weapons permits and some type of special training, maybe they could be offered preferred seating up towards the front of the plane, and they've been pre-screened, and they could help with the security of the aircraft.
There are situations where this has happened historically, like, you know, armed folks being on planes.
Yeah.
This really did happen, and, you know, one case, I know a terrorist, you know, a hijacker was thwarted in this way. Appreciate it, Calvin. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Chris in D.C. Chris?
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air. What would you like to talk about?
I'd like to just touch on the points that you already talked about. You know, I'd like to lead in by talking about the TSA. I mean, you're talking about the TSA, the one politician that's actually stood up to the TSA since the beginning and since the bureaucratic mess in which it is Ron Paul. And I'd really like to talk about the Revolution PAC, which is supporting Ron Paul, and our big money bomb that we have coming up tomorrow in order to kick off the grassroots effort. And
there's another money bomb.
Wasn't the money bomb last night?
Yeah, there's a difference between a campaign money bomb and the Revolution PAC money bomb.
Okay.
And that the Revolution PAC money bomb, we can do things that the campaign can't. I mean, we're going to have an extensive ad campaign. Our latest one is at revolutionpac.com. It's called the Plastic Men ad, and it's excellent. It points out the flaws in Rick Perry and Mitt Romney and shows how they're both establishment candidates, and the only true candidate for the Republican Party is Ron Paul.
Well, you know, I certainly support that. You know, we were just talking on the air about this idea of, you know, a money bomb term. What do you think about that? Do you think that it's getting too overused? Do you think that the idea for a candidate that wants to withdraw all the troops from around the world, you know, the term money bomb being used is, just, I don't know, just sort of inappropriate? What do you think?
I mean, I don't necessarily think it's inappropriate. It's definitely overused because it's effective. And if it wasn't effective, well, I mean, he's still raising millions of dollars based on that. I mean, he's number two.
I don't know that it's based
Mitt
on that, Chris. I mean, that's that you're just making an assertion that is not, you know, based on no foundation. He is raising millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And that much is
true. I mean, you could call it a fund drive or something. Or
right.
Well, most of his money comes from the money bombs, and he's number two behind Mitt Romney as far as the last reporting went. And, you know, there's definitely a valid point there that, you know, but it's more of, you know, just a term that's spurred off the original money bomb,
yeah,
which raised $4.2 million on the 5th of November.
It was
but,
a big deal.
I'd like to talk more.
Yeah.
What's that?
It was a big deal, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was huge. I mean, that's what really, you know, got Ron Paul that media attention back in 2007. But I'd like to talk to you about a couple of the things that we have in the works. Like, we have a Revolution March on Washington, D.C. on October 15th.
Chris, it seems like you're kind of just plugging stuff. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but can you tell us something? Like, do you have any issues you want to talk about?
Sure. I mean, I'd love to touch on the TSA, and I mean, if you guys want to talk about any of the other policies which you mentioned before in the program, I'd love to address those. I mean, I really think that no matter whether you're talking about the TSA or, you know, you brought up our foreign wars, you know, it's really a matter of interventionalism versus non-interventionalism, and the only person that's really stood by the Constitution and talked about having a non-interventionalist foreign policy and monetary policy
is
Ron
let me
Paul,
guess,
so.
Ron Paul.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chris,
do
you work for him, or do you work for this PAC or something?
No, I'm actually a volunteer, and I've been, you know, working on his behalf since 2007, but I really believe in Ron Paul.
Me too.
Foreign policy.
Well, and, I believe in the ideas that he talks about, and he embodies in many ways these ideas that have been bandied about in the libertarian communities for a long time. He hasn't compromised his principles where so many have. Many of the candidates that are out there now are talking about some of the things that he talked about in 2007 and was called quixotic for. And now apparently the whole Republican lineup is quixotic to one extent or another because they're talking about the same thing same things that he's talking about. And
you're exactly right, and I really want to touch on that point, which is the media, because the media really drives the views of the candidates, and the mainstream media just doesn't give regular candidates a fair shake. I mean, you look at the coverage of the Iowa caucus, and they would talk about the person that won, Michelle Bachmann. Then they would talk about Tim Pawlenty, and they would skip right over the second. You never know who came in second place if you watch the mainstream media. And who came in second place was one statistical point difference than Michelle Bachmann, which is Ron Paul. I mean, it's just absolutely a travesty. Well, the American people get a lot of the news.
I don't know if it's a travesty. Let's talk about the media and how they work to some extent. Being in it, I get to some extent both sides of this particular topic. I don't think the media is like it's a conspiracy or anything like that. I think they want to be taken seriously. And I think if the media were to report on every straw poll that Ron Paul wins, that they wouldn't be taken seriously because, to some extent, Ron Paul's support base is smaller than many of the other candidates, but it's much deeper. The people that support Ron Paul support him vehemently, and so folks like that can truly throw off a straw poll where there are 1,200 people voting or something like that. And
you're right, but when you have a mainstream straw poll like the Iowa caucus, and you're getting the media skipping over the second place person, and then you're having the media say on all major news networks, we now have top tier three front runners. We have Michelle Bachmann, Rick Perry that announced that day that the media just hyped up, and then Mitt Romney.
But since then, because of the scolding of Jon Stewart on The Daily Show,
essentially, that was really good.
It worked. Right. It worked out real well, and the scolding has essentially catapulted Ron Paul into the first tier. Now the media organizations are saying, well, heck, Jon Stewart said it was okay to talk about him in first tier. I guess he's first tier. And so Ron Paul,
but it shouldn't take a comedian like Jon Stewart that openly admits he sits in the back of the room at the peanut gallery to go ahead and give the mainstream media the okay to report on Ron Paul, who didn't get his front runner, status from Jon Stewart. It was there all along. They were just blatantly ignoring
it. At least there's the internet. People
job.
Can find out about it.
Well, I don't
that
know if that's doing their job or not doing their job. Hold the line. I want to talk to you about this a little bit more, Chris. Free
all
talk
right, thank you.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LECIG.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body
and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. The SACL toll-free call-in line. On a live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. We have been talking to Chris about the quote-unquote media conspiracy surrounding Ron Paul. And I think that they're, I'm going to bring him back on here. If you've got some opinions, please give us a call at 855-450-3733. So, Chris,
I've never said media conspiracy.
No, you didn't.
You never said that.
That is not the term you've used, but you've used terms like despicable and things like that. I think that basically there are about 100 people that decide on what the programming is for cable television, and each one of them is competing to figure out what is going to make them the most relevant, what is going to make them the most watched, what is going to make them the most listened to. And they're trying to frame their shows so that they get the best credibility possible. And
let me address that, because, you know, you're talking about credibility here. And the thing is, if you actually watch that piece done by Jon Stewart, I mean, you see at the end where the CNN anchor, I mean, he just laughs despicably, I'll use the word again, and he says, you know, bring us the Sarah Palin stuff, but, you know, you could just keep that Ron Paul stuff. Sure. I mean, the blatant bias is right there. So when I think you're trying to make me seem like I'm
not trying to frame you like anything. I've heard this line of thinking a great deal.
I do have a question, though, that I want to ask.
Go ahead, Steph.
Stephanie, if there is this, you know, it kind of bias against Ron Paul in the media. I mean, how could he possibly, like, do you think it's an effective strategy to try to work to promote him? Like, aren't you fighting an uphill battle, kind of?
Oh, yeah, but, I mean, the thing with it is, you know, I get so disenchanted when I watch the debates and I see, for example, the last debate, Ron Paul got the second least amount of time out of all the candidates, but he's a top-tier candidate.
I was disgusted by that myself. Right.
Yeah. That's the big point, though.
It was disgusting. And then you hold on 1 second, and then you get the champion of the cause of the Federal Reserve, which I would like to talk about our economy. You know, you get the champion of the cause of the Federal Reserve. Every candidate on stage got a question about the Federal Reserve. And
except
when it came to address Ron Paul, they skipped him. Okay, so it is an uphill battle, and I get very disenchanted when I see it. But then afterwards, the Ron Paul people, and then the actual people that are watching that aren't Ron Paul people, they're like, what is going on? This is actually a bias against Ron Paul.
Which is a good thing.
Up.
That's a good thing. Now let me point out something here, Chris. So first off, a debate is intended to be fair. It's a fair atmosphere. The news is not intended to be fair. And
you're
I think that, you know, I mean, Ron Paul had some amazing things that happened about his campaign in 2008, and he got 8% of the vote in New Hampshire. So the media was, to some extent, they were exonerated and saying, and by the way, they created that, too, to some extent, because they wouldn't cover him as well. But they were exonerated by saying, well, look, he only got 8% of the vote. He was a second or third tier candidate.
Even though he won a lot of straw polls.
He won every straw poll that there was to win and, you know, had this huge fundraising day and that kind of thing. And I think that, you know, for me, what the Ron Paul campaign is, I hope he wins. But more important, the Ron Paul campaign is a way to bring the ideas of liberty to people. And right now, you're seeing the Republican candidates talking about the Federal Reserve. If you can't claim that Ron Paul has in fact framed the debate, then you can't claim anything at all. I mean, he has had a huge effect in this arena.
It's nice to see some of those ideas getting out there, and you know, actually, some of them I think that maybe could be presented a little bit better, you know, some of the things that he says, but he's the only one.
He never gets more than, 60 seconds to say anything.
It's true, yeah, and
yeah,
he is the only one saying.
You guys are really right, and the thing is that Ron Paul has effectively moved the Republican Party, but you know what? There's a difference between record, and there's a difference between rhetoric.
Sure.
The thing with the people on stage is they are providing rhetoric to what Ron Paul has the record for. And people like Michelle Bachmann that has voted for the Patriot Act but claims she's Tea Party, that's crap. Mm-hmm. All right? And people like Mitt Romney that has flip-flopped on every major issue, that's crap. And then on top of it, you have Rick Perry, who's trying to claim this Texas cowboy, you know, conservative, when he was the 1988 chairman of Al Gore's presidential campaign.
It isn't going to be good for
somebody,
him. Yeah. I mean,
it's
a really weak field out there, and I think that this is the best time for Ron Paul to be running. Chris, I really do appreciate the call. Give us a call at 855-450-3733.
Wow. You know, just the way that he was...
I was as passionate about the Ron Paul campaign in 2007 as he is now, and I appreciate it. I hope that people like that raise a bunch of money and get the ideas of liberty out there, and that Ron Paul has some success, no doubt.
Well, I used to be a supporter of Ron Paul, too, and a supporter of political activism.
But you're just not a supporter of any politics now.
No, and I've stepped off that emotional roller coaster. And if you hear the way that people who support it talk, they get so excited about any little victory that they can hang on to, and they really convince themselves that he's going to win.
It was a big downer for me when Ron Paul got only 8% here in New Hampshire, I've got to say. I mean, I really, you know, it was a bad day.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I just don't think at the end of the day, politics was not meeting my needs. It was not serving me well as an individual, and I don't think that it can serve any of our needs, really, in the long run, just because of the way that it's structured and the way that it is, the very nature.
Yeah, it's a one-size-fits-all organization. Let's go to Kevin in Florida. Kevin.
Hi. Yeah, speaking of Ron Paul, isn't he anti-choice? I mean, that seems to be the antithesis of a libertarian philosophy.
Right?
Well,
he is an
OBGYN doctor, and the reason that I actually wrote a book about Ron Paul in like 2008. It's a biography of him, but I interviewed him and got to know a little bit about his past. And you know, he's said that he got into obstetrics because one of his goals was kind of to promote other options instead of abortion right? And he was disenchanted with the abortions that he saw happening. So,
but that's kind of a red herring, though, isn't it, Kevin? I mean, all he says is that he doesn't believe the federal government should be involved in that in the same way the federal government...
Well, no, he doesn't believe that they should happen at all, because in his
own
practice...
He doesn't believe they should happen, but mm-hmm. he doesn't believe the federal government has any standing...
He says that it should be up to the states.
The same way murder is.
Well, but it sounds like he wouldn't have a problem with state banning abortion.
I don't think he does.
Right.
But you understand why that's a red herring.
That could
it's my opinion on brain surgery if I'm running for Postmaster General. It's irrelevant.
I don't know if it is irrelevant.
It is irrelevant. He's not running for a state position.
He's an OBGYN.
What does that have to do with anything?
He could be in a position of dealing with women who have unwanted pregnancies.
Kevin?
Yeah, of all the things you shouldn't want the government involved in, it's what a woman does with her body, right?
Hold on, Kevin, isn't that...
this can of worms is getting open now.
Please address what I've said.
Bring it on, Mark.
I've said that he's running for a national office and doesn't believe that the national government should be addressing the ideas of abortions. So why does it matter?
I agree. I don't think a state should either.
But he's not running for a state office.
Well, that's a convenient way to dodge the issue, though.
It's a dodge of the issue because it's irrelevant. Why would you take on an issue that's irrelevant?
I admire Ron Paul a lot, and I just thought he was pandering to the evangelical base because you have to get the Republican nomination.
I don't think he is pandering. I think that he's pro-life, if you want to use that term. I am, too. I just don't think that the government's a good organization to handle... we've prohibited this in the past and it turned out poorly. I don't think prohibitions work.
Right.
However, I think that people that claim that it's not the taking of a human life really don't know what they're talking about. It's got 46 chromosomes. If I do something to a pregnant woman that causes her to miscarriage, I'm going to get a murder charge out of it. So therefore, if she does something to cause her to get a miscarriage, I see that as taking of a human life.
You know, there are all kinds of different circumstances in which unwanted pregnancies can happen. And, you know, I think the attitude that we shouldn't have any sympathy for people who have those, I mean, it's...
I'm not claiming that you shouldn't have sympathy. I totally understand. It's just that the rhetoric that goes on is incorrect.
But the people out there who are anti-abortion or anti-choice or whatever, it seems like their real goal is to shame women. It doesn't seem like they're...
Right.
They
if their
have
real goal
compassion.
Was to take care of kids, they would be foster parents. How many of those people out there holding large signs of babies that are in pieces are, in fact, parents of adopted kids that might have been called unwanted in some places? I think that people should live their lives in a way that is congruent with what they say. Kevin?
I didn't really want to talk about that.
All right, well then stop taking easy jabs and go on with what you're...
I was just thinking about it's the one thing I'm disappointed with Ron Paul about.
Kevin, what do you think about about?
We'll still take Kevin in the next segment. The top of the hour, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, call in and talk about abortion, Ron Paul, whatever you want to talk about. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where even the chaff is wheat, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? Finding discounts means clipping coupons. False. By sitting down with a farmer's agent, you'll get access to discounts that could save you hundreds on home and auto insurance. If you said true, put down the scissors and start saving on more than just canned yams.
We are insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Call a farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto and home insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.